9 a.m. I'm Raul Breaux, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours, and on this Friday, we're coming to you and asking you to pledge your support, your financial support to public radio here in Acadiana. As you just heard Zachary ask, we're asking the same. You can call in today at 337-482-5787. That's 482-KRVS, or go online to krvs.org. If you have a renewal notice that you haven't addressed yet and sent back in, we hope you'll do so. Again, you can call, you can go online. We're offering some of the previous premiums we've had during past fundraisers to try and be economical during this tough time. And if you'd like, check them out on our website. Again, that's krvs.org. And we start off this morning here on the Blues Box with John Lee Hooker.
I love the way you walk. I love the way you walk. I'm crazy about your walk. I love the way you walk. My babe, I got my eyes on you. I like the way you sweat. 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 You, my babe, I got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. Dimples in your jaw. You got dimples in your jaw. You got dimples in your jaw. You, my baby, got my eyes on you.
from 1994. That was Roomful of Blues here on KRVS with a number that Wynonie Harris recorded many years ago, Mr. Dollar. And Roomful was preceded by John Lee Hooker. John Lee kicked off the first hour of the Blues Box this morning for us with one of his classics, Dimples. Well, Mr. Dollar, that is kind of one of the big subjects we're going to be talking about today. We need your help, and we're hoping that that you'll be able to help us out during this fundraiser. We skipped our last one due to the pandemic. Here we are in the fall.
Yes, yes, that was a huge deal, not having the spring fundraiser. So it's affected what we offer as thank you gifts, but we'll tell you a bit more about that. Welcome to the fall fundraiser. It's a perfect day to be listening to the blues out there. We know you wait for this day, and we wait for your support, just like you rely on KRVS to be there, the Blues Box to be there. We do rely on the support of our listeners. So if you can, make a pledge online at KRVS.org. We have quite a number of shirts available because we cleaned out our closet. So if you missed a shirt or a mug from the past 3 or 4 years, we may be offering that. We put up what sizes we have, so it's kind of a grab bag. But if you missed a Blues Box shirt, you can look at KRVS.org, clicking the donate button, and perhaps get one of those great Blues Box shirts by some local artists. The telephone number to call, if you'd prefer to do that, is 482-5787. That's area code 337-482-5787. We would like to thank the executive director of the Baton Rouge Blues Festival, who's answering phones for us this morning, Kim Newstrom.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you so much. And she came to give Raoul's award. The Baton Rouge Blues Festival awarded Raoul this wonderful award for all the work he's been doing over 34 years here for the Blues Box. So congratulations, Raoul. We know that you are worth every award in blues you could get. So we're very grateful to them for recognizing you.
I'm not a good
you.
Guitar player.
blues announcers, hosts.
I'll never get that one.
Yeah. So we know that you appreciate the work that Raoul has been doing over these many, many years. Do your part. Support blues on KRVS. Support KRVS. That's all at krvs.org. Click the red donate button. Make your contribution. It's just one simple page to fill out, and you'll be able to look at the T-shirts that we have culled from our closet, so to speak, here at KRVS, the boutique closet. And you can take a look at those and choose one of those, perhaps as your premium.
Right, and maybe your last chance to get that particular
T-shirt.
That's
right, absolutely. So we pulled out what sizes we have. We've listed just the sizes that we do have, so you can take a look at those and make your choice. Again, the number, if you would like to call and make your contribution at any amount, is 482-5787. That's area code 337-482-KRVS, or online so easily at krvs.org. We know you're here to listen to the music, and we have 4 hours of blues music. There's not another show like it, we think, in the country. That's why we have listeners from all over the United States and other countries tuning into the Blues Box. Don't take it for granted. Do your part to support this treasure in our community. It's easy to think things will just continue as they are, but you need to nurture them and support them. So please give a gift in whatever amount you can. If you are interested in one of those shirts, that would be at $100 level. And again, you can look at krvs.org, clicking the donate button to take a look at the artwork for those different Blues Box shirts or the different station shirts that we have as well. And Raoul, we have a little bit of a happy surprise during the next break. You're going to play a few songs. We are excited to say we have a new general manager. Our new interim general manager is Pat Mould. And we all know what an incredible job he's been doing with festivals Acadien et Creole. So the next pitch break, he'll be coming in to introduce himself and encouraging you all to make your donations as well. So we'll be welcoming officially on air Pat Mould as our new interim general manager over the next pitch break, Raoul.
I'm so, looking forward to
it. Yes. So what do we have up next, Raoul?
Well, we just heard Roomful of Blues do a Wynonie Harris number from years ago. We're going to turn to Harris next here on KRVS. His heyday was from 1945 on into the near the mid-1950s. Great blues shouter. Here is Wynonie Harris with a number called Wine, Wine, Sweet Wine.
Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure have been a friend of mine. When all my friends left me, you stuck by me all the time. Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure can make a man change his mind. Every time I leave the woman in love, you make me try one more time. A friend in need, is surely a friend indeed. Since I met you, sweet wine, you're the only friend I'll ever need. Wine, sweet wine, sweet wine, sweet wine. You're the only friend that I can find. And when I need consolation, I can call on you anytime. Any old time.
Wait, no, wait, wait. Night they go from house to house drinking wine for the order to drink wine. Wine for the order to drink wine. Wine for the order and pass that bottle to me. What we say? We say wine, wine, wine. Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oak sherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
All night.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy.
Pass that bottle to me.
Early in the morning, about to break the day, they all get drunk, they get on their way. Standing on the corner and talking loud, screaming, howling, and drawing the crowd. Drinking wine, story for the good. Wine, story for the drink wine.
Pass that bottle to me.
Right now.
champion Jack Dupree from the early 1990s, and number called Wine, Wine, Wine. Jack Dupree, originally from New Orleans, of course. He ended up moving to Switzerland back in the late 50s and stayed there for the rest of his life, with the exception of coming back to jazz festivals in New Orleans and also to record, fortunately, for a Bullseye Blues Records label. He had about 3 discs out on their label before he passed away in the early 90s. He was preceded by Wynonie Harris. We heard Wynonie Harris doing also a number called Wine, Wine, Sweet Wine. So I guess we're starting off this morning on some might say the wrong foot, hopefully the right foot. I have with me this morning Pat Mould, who is the interim general manager here at KRVS. Pat, we are glad to see you here. We could certainly use the help. And of course, as Judah said, many of you out there know Pat from his work with the Festival Acadien Creole, and also he's a great chef, and now he's sitting here in the studios. Pat, welcome.
Raul, it's a pleasure to be here. I couldn't think of a better way to start off my tenure here at KRBS by being on your show. It's really an honor and a pleasure.
Well, I'm glad to have you. When right now we need listeners to help us keep these programs on the air. We've discussed, and everybody's familiar with the hard times we've been going through here. I mean, 2 hurricanes in Louisiana, the COVID pandemic. We missed our fundraiser in the spring, and we're asking for help now. So
yeah, it's been a tough 6 months for sure for everybody, but we really want to encourage people, especially those that are listening right now, if you can just dig in your pocket and pull out a couple of bucks at least, if you're not a member, and just encourage everybody who is a member to renew their membership. And you know, what's exciting for me about being here at KRVS is you know, the continuing of the legacy. I mean, I've been listening to this radio station, like most people in Acadiana, for decades.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to be in a leadership capacity now and hopefully just build on the incredible brand that KRVS already is, and take it to the next level, if you will, and encourage our members and our listeners and supporters and underwriters and everybody who's just been on board with this radio station, some for decades now, to get out there and spread the word about KRVS. You know, it's amazing to me in my travels around Acadiana how many people have not heard of KRVS. And it's an incredible cultural advocate for this region and this area. I mean, and I just would encourage everybody who's within earshot of me right now to just make sure that your friends, your family, your coworkers, everybody knows about KRVS and the incredible programming that we produce here.
And it's different from a lot of other stations. We reflect a lot of local culture, and hey, we're it. If you're going to talk Creole, Zydeco, Cajun music, where else but from Southwest Louisiana? And there are a number of stations. We talked about this in recent past fundraisers, I should say. One of my favorite stations years ago in another state is different now. The music is gone. And that, you know, there's no plans for that to happen here. But if it's not supported.
Right. It goes away. And I'm guessing that the people who are listening to us right now, especially this program, don't want it to go away. I mean, and I'm going to pat Raul in the back a little bit. I mean, you've been doing this radio program for over almost 4 decades, and the amount of effort and time that goes into producing a 4-hour radio program every week is just amazing. I mean, this is not the norm in the public radio hemisphere. I mean, like you said, we have over 24 locally produced programs that we do in-house. That is not the norm in the public radio hemisphere. I mean, so if you want to continue to hear these programs day in and day out, week in and week out, we want to ask you to please consider supporting today. You can call the number right now, 482-5787. That's 482-KRBS. Of course, most of you who are members have gotten your renewal notices in the mail. We hope that you'll take the time to stuff a little check in the mail and get them to us. And, of course, you can go to krvs.org and donate online. But we just want to encourage everybody to be advocates for the radio station when you're out there in the community, and just tell everybody about the great programming that KRVS provides.
And we want to keep that up. We'd right. like to, and that's why this fall is so important to us. We missed a spring fundraiser. Some of our members are facing hard times. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult time. And Pat, again, we're glad to have you here.
Well, I'm excited to be here, Raul, and I can't wait to continue the legacy of KRBS and this incredible radio station for Acadiana. It's called Radio Acadie for a reason.
Right.
It's because it's the radio station of Acadiana. We appreciate everybody listening, and let's get back to some wine spolioli. Huh?
Well, actually, we discussed this one a little earlier. I got one for you here.
Oh, nice.
We're going to go back to, what was it, May of 1970, uh-huh. and Howling Wolf went to London. And Chess Records, it was a concept album that they were working on. They wanted Howling Wolf to record with all the big, you know, British blues rock luminaries.
Right.
So they got Howling Wolf. They sent Wolf and Hubert Sumlin to London, where in the studios, Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, and others, Ian Stewart on some tracks. They got together and did an album of all blues. And the idea was like to try and get that audience for
right.
Howling Wolf, the people to buy the records. And this next tune, Willie Dixon composition, is fun because there's this this audio before they're discussing how they want to cut the record.
All right.
And Howling Wolf was going to let like Clapton and everybody else and Sumlin play guitar, but Clapton wanted Howling Wolf to also get in on the action, so use a little psychology. Here's Eric Clapton talking to Howling Wolf.
Nice.
If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Showing you how it goes, you know now how you and Hubert take it.
Right.
Now
okay.
You play it that way.
You sure you wouldn't like? Why don't you play acoustic on it?
No.
With us, man.
Yeah,
if you play, see, if you played with us, Wolf, then we'd be able to follow you better.
No, listen,
like you were doing it right then, man.
You're there.
That's how we should record it.
See,
you know?
I
can follow you. I can see what you're doing.
Really, man, just sit there and do it.
Well,
it's so cool.
All right, let everybody get together then, and we'll try to make it.
Okay, let's try it. I doubt if I can do it without you.
Oh, man, come on. He ain't got nothing to do but count it off and change on, and you know, when you say one, drops in when you say, boom. Always stop at the top, see. Don't stop up here, see. Oh, yeah. Let's get on it. Oh,
the little red rooster band gone.
Once again from 1970, Howling Wolf, along with Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, a host of wonderful and very talented blues artists. And this was a great disc for Howling Wolf. It introduced him to a whole lot of kids that weren't familiar at all with his music. There's a great story about Rolling Stones. They were going to play, I can't remember if it's on Hootenanny or one of those music shows in the 60s, and they said, yeah, we'll do it, but we want, if we're going to be there, we want like Muddy Waters or Howling Wolf to be there. And the show producer said, who? They had no clue. Of course, these guys were, huge influences on the Rolling Stones and so many other artists. We're going to turn next to a number written by Howling Wolf. The last one, of course, is written by Willie Dixon. Dixon and Wolf had a little bit of, I should say Wolf had said resented Dixon at times because the Chess Brothers wanted Wolf to record a whole lot of Willie Dixon material, and Wolf thought some of his own songs were just as good or maybe better than Willie's compositions. Also, before we get into this, like to remind you to call 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or go online to krvs.org and pledge your support to public radio here in Acadiana. We do need your help. Stevie Ray Vaughan recorded a few Howling Wolf tunes. We're going to listen to him from 1985 do a rendition of the Howling Wolf composition, May I Have a Talk with You.
Through. because it won't be long before I choose, love will be true.
Late Stevie Ray Vaughan from 1985, again doing a rendition of a Howlin' Wolf tune, May I Have a Talk for You. He also did one, Shake for Me. He's definitely steeped in the blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And you're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Hey, Raul, this is our fall fundraiser, and we want to thank a few people who have been calling and making their pledges online. We first of all want to thank longtime blues supporter Alan Bakke, Alan and Winnie Bakke. I know they're listening. We appreciate your support that you've given for years and years, so thank you.
Alan, I'll have your song on before too long.
Yes, we'll have that. Thanks so much to Melanie Brevis from Lafayette, Herman Venable, for his contribution, and Kelly Richard. We appreciate that. And from the Lake Area, longtime supporter and one of our very first volunteers, Bill Battiston.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill, for making that. He says he's been listening forever to KRVS. Thanks to Gregory Dimsky from Illinois. He has been listening for 18 years online now.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. We really appreciate that. And to me, that's indicative of if somebody from Illinois will support us, hey,
Hey.
How about
well,
a few
as
more
we said
calls
earlier,
from...
we had a pledge just a couple days ago from Germany online. So we were saying, look, if someone from Germany can make their pledge, they're listening and they support this programming, surely the people who live here can support this valuable
Danke,
show.
Danke, vielen Dank.
Yes, yes. So thanks so much to Melissa and Doug Smith, longtime supporters of the Blues. Sharon Bio, thank you for supporting KRVS and the Blues. Thanks to Ann Derbis from Lafayette and Robert Saucier for your contribution. We appreciate that. Also, just now online, thanks to Mark Broussard from Lafayette.
Thanks, Mark.
We appreciate your contribution. Thanks to George Resch from Tennessee. And pledging from Tennessee. Thanks to George Resch. Thanks to Emma and Devin Guillory, big-time supporters of KRVS. Yeah, they just love it. We appreciate that. And we thank Gregory Dimsky from Illinois. Thanks for making your contributions online. 337-482-5787. You can call. We do have Kim Newstrom, who is Executive Director of the Baton Rouge Blues Festival, helping us this morning, as well as Carlene Berard, just a supporter of KRVS, great appreciator of KRVS. We would encourage you to make your pledges online because we are cleaning out our closet. We have no new T-shirts this year, but we have a few from past years, and we have put them all online. So you can see them if you want to choose a Blues Box shirt. We have four different Blues Box shirts, four different unisex shirts, and a couple women's shirts, and three mugs. So if you want to choose one of those, you can do that online at krvs.org. Click the red donate button. We do have one new item this year. Thank you, Raul, for waving it. Thanks so much to the Pavi Studio in Lafayette for designing this beautiful bandana for us. It's a red bandana. It has Francis Pavi's gorgeous, iconic birds flying across the bandana and KRVS framing the birds.
100% cotton.
100% cotton, yes. And they're big. They're 22 inches, so you could use them as a face covering. You could cover your instrument. You can use it as a small tablecloth. You could swaddle a baby in it. Lots of uses for this Pavi bandana. We're so grateful to Kathy and Francis Pavi for doing this bandana for us.
It reminds me of one of my favorite shirts. Remember the long sleeve white shirt with Francis's design on the front?
Yes.
I used to wear that all the time in the winter.
That was a wonderful shirt. So
it
thanks
wore
so
out,
much.
So. It,
I know. Well, and that's why it's nice that we have a few extra shirts online.
Right.
So if you missed a year or your shirt wore out, you can take a look at what we have at krvs.org. Click the red donate button, make your contribution, support the Blues. Again, you can call at 482-5787, talk to Kim or Carlene, but they can't describe all those shirts to you. So if you're interested in one of those, you can make that pledge online. Raul, we're going to get back on with the music, but we'll come back to thank people. If you want to challenge somebody in your circle or your office, please feel free to do that. It's a great way to get your friends making contributions to
KRVS.
They
know who they are.
That's right. All right, thanks, Raul, and we'll be back to thank people.
And thank you, Julie. And thanks all of you out there who are supporters of public radio here in Acadiana. Well, we just heard Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're going to turn to one of the artists that was a big, big influence on Stevie Ray as far as guitar styles were concerned, and that was Albert King. King had a style. His single string work was amazing. He could torture a note to where definitely got your attention. And if you listen to a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, if you have. Listen to a bit of Albert King, and you'll see where some of what inspired Stevie Ray to come up with some of those licks. Here's Albert King from August of 1966, doing a number that was quickly covered by some other artists, particularly, as they say, across the pond. Albert King with Oh Pretty Woman.
Oh pretty woman, she's the rising sun, says all you. She paint and powder ain't gon' help you none, cause she's a pretty woman right down to the bone. So you just might as well still leave your skin alone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you?
try to do. You kept on fooling around till I got stuck on you. So you just drop that mess and come down off your throne. Stop using my poor heart for just a stepping stone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me no matter what I do. That's all right for you. Now you just go on doing what you wanna do. But someday when you think that you have got it made, you can't help what a deep in love, so you can't wait. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, yeah, no matter.
Coco Taylor from her disc Royal Blue that came out back in the year 2000. That was a number called But on the Other Hand, a number written by Ray Charles and Percy Mayfield. Some of you may recall that Percy Mayfield was a music director for Ray Charles many years ago, and of course Percy wrote the great hit The Road Jack. Before we heard Coco Taylor, we heard music from Albert King. King doing a number called Oh, Pretty Woman. And again, he recorded that one back in August of 1966.
Hey, Raul, here we are. Still, I guess, is it the first hour of Blues Box?
Yeah, we're still going.
Yes. It's an hour that people wait for. They just can't wait until Friday to tune in to all the great programs on KRVS, starting off with Mandy Miguez and Bonjour Louisiane, and then going into Blues Box. And I do want to thank Chris Corville, Rose and Chris Corville. They are living in England. They are in Bristol. Of course, Chris Corville is from here. Everybody remembers musician Chris Corville.
Yeah.
And Rose was working over at the ACA for a while. So they've been living abroad, and they're now in Bristol, England, listening to KRVS. So we want to thank Rose and Chris Corville. They always tune in for the Blues Box, and they love Mandy Miguez's Bonjour Louisiane. So
thanks for the support.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate that. And taking a moment from England to do that. Again, if somebody from another country can take the time and effort to support these programs, those of us who live here should really feel a little haunt and support what matters so much to us. Thanks to Matthew Lane and Roxanne Guillory. They have been supporting us for a long time. He says, I'm paying my blues dues. Thanks to Mr. Raul. He has given the soundtrack to many hours of wooden boat building in my workshop. So we appreciate those thoughts, Matthew Lane and Roxanne Guillory. Thanks to Laura Montanay from Lafayette for making your contribution as well. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. You can call. Kim Newstrom is here answering phones, as well as Carlene Berard. But if you would like to take a look at the different Blues Box shirts and the different KRVS shirts that we're offering, as we said earlier, we didn't have a spring fundraiser, and so we didn't order any new shirts this year. But we're kind of cleaning the closet, and there are a few kind of vintage shirts. So if you missed a year, missed a Blues Box shirt, missed a KRVS t-shirt, or a mug, you can take a look at krvs.org. The donate button will take you to that one page where you can see the thank you gifts and you can make your contribution as well. It's a really easy thing to do, and you can look at all the artwork and the different artists who have helped us out over the years. If you would like the bandana, which is available when you make a contribution of $75 or over, you can give us a call or do that online. Beautiful red bandana designed by the Pavi Studio. It's large, 22 inches. You can use it for a lot of different things. Francis Pavi's birds are flying across the bandana. Kind of an uplifting feeling in these days. So we appreciate the birds and the thought behind that. You could have this wonderful bandana for a contribution of $75 or over. These are all small gifts, Raul, because the big gift, of course, is the Blues Box. Every Friday.
Well, we always say here on KRVS, the premium is the programming.
That's right. The premium is the programming. That is it. That is the big gift. So do your part and support the programs that you love, that you count on to be there every day, every week on KRVS. It seems like it flows off of your device so freely, but there's a lot of expense that goes on behind it to produce the programs, purchase programs, and also keep it on the air or on whatever little packets of digital information that get to your device. It's a lot of work and a lot of expense, and we can't do it without our listeners. Do your part. If you've never made a contribution before, it's really easy, and you'll feel really good after you make that contribution. We know that. We hear it from people all the time. They really do say, you know, it was great. I made my contribution. I'm so glad to support these programs, and it feels good to do that. So do your part. Whatever you can give, whatever amount, is deeply appreciated. And you can leave a comment for Raul if you make your pledge online. So many ways to listen and so many ways to give now. You can call at 482-5787, 482-5787, or make that pledge now at krvs.org. And you can do that on your phone. So easy. Just go to KRVS on your phone, click the red donate button, and it's easy to fill that one page out on your phone. So we've made it as easy as possible. We hope that we can count on you. And we're glad to be there. We are so happy to hear from you when you make comments that KRVS has been your lifeline over the past many months, that you've counted on KRVS to be a refuge and a pleasure. And so we're hoping that today we can count on you to support these programs. We'll be back in a little while, Raul, to thank some more people, but we're not going away even when the music is playing. You can contribute online, or you can call this morning. So thanks to those of you who have made your call already. Thanks to those of you sending in your contributions through the mail. If you received your renewal card, you can drop that in the mail today and feel you're a part of the fundraiser. And we really appreciate that.
And thanks to all of you out there who do keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We heard from Albert King a few minutes ago. He did "Oh Pretty Woman," and again, he was a big influence on Stevie Ray Vaughan's guitar playing. There was another person that people don't think that much of today, and I'm not meaning much of, but about, I should say, Lonnie Mack. Lonnie Mack was a wonderful guitarist, a fine stylist, composer, all that sort of thing. Not big on getting famous, but a really, really important musician. Stevie Ray Vaughan met him when Mac was in Austin for a while, and two met at Rome Inn, which was kind of a haven for music at the time. As Cobras played there, and Stevie Ray Vaughan's Triple Threat Review. Anyway, to some degree, Lonnie Mack mentored Stevie Ray Vaughan in a way, and the two of them got together in 1985 for an album, a Lonnie Mack album. The album is called Strike Like Lightning, and Lonnie, of course, is on guitar. Stevie Ray Vaughan co-produced the album and is on this next track on National Steel Guitar. Lonnie Mack and Stevie Ray Vaughan with one of Lonnie Mack's compositions.
Chocolate on my fingers, icing on my lips, sugar diabetes and blubber on my hips. I keep the nightlight burning in the kitchen, babe, so I can go downstairs and cruise. I got them Moyo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cream filled cookie blue. In the cabinet, I keep them in a jar. For emergencies, you know, I keep them in the glove compartment of my car, and I can't live without them. They get me high, and I can get on booze. I got them Moyo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cream.